Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Crews are working on cleanup and repairs at the site of yesterday's water main break in Northern Liberties. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from 4th and Girard, where there's a huge crater in the street.
Crews have been scraping and shoveling mud off the street and sidewalks, and the gaping hole is here on 4th Street, right by the back of the Engine 29 firehouse. This is where officials say a 20-inch transmission main burst Sunday morning, and water gushed out and flowed through the neighborhood. Some of the residents left as water and power was shut off. Firefighters and medics were relocated to nearby stations because of this big mess. Properties had flooded basements, and water department crews have been trying to help, just like at the tall apartment building at 4th and Girard. Sam is in charge of maintenance and says the building took on several feet of water.
Well, they just got the city right now, they got these sub pumps pumping it on out. Then they're going to get a crew to just make sure they get the damaged drywall, stuff like that, make sure there's no mold.
There's a lot to take care of, and the water department did not give a timeline for cleanup and repairs to wrap up, but officials said water service was restored to everyone affected. In Northern Liberties, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
SEPTA's estimate that it would cost at least $20 million a year to provide service for a Center City arena has touched off a debate in City Council about who would pay for it. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
SEPTA produced an e-consult report explaining the reasons for the costs. Service has to be regular and reliable to get people to take it, and unlike the station at the South Philadelphia stadiums where subway cars can park until needed, Jefferson Station, which would serve the arena, cannot store idle trains, so they would have to be integrated into a regular schedule, requiring 20 new trains. Arena supporters such as Councilman Mark Squillis says the developer shouldn't be responsible for the costs.
Because they're only going to have 150 events. Why should they fund something for 365 days a year? They're not going to the arena when it's closed. Why should they pay for it?
Squillis says it's up to the government to support extra service, while arena skeptics say the 76ers' demand for SEPTA to transport 40% of fans is unprecedented. Councilman Jeffrey Young says it's the team's responsibility.
As resources are thinning out, as the needs of our city continues to grow, we have to look for those resources elsewhere.
Who pays SEPTA is not part of the arena legislation, so plans can move ahead without an answer. But the question won't go away. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
In an effort to boost employment in the child care industry, New Jersey has launched an apprentice program. We get the details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
New Jersey Department of Human Services Commissioner Sarah Edelman says the state is investing $300,000 to hire 20 apprentices at 14 child care centers throughout the state.
We really are solving two problems at once. We're helping address shortages in child care facilities, and we're helping recruit and build up a highly qualified workforce to support our children in the future.
Facilities in Atlantic, Burlington, and Cape May counties are among the recipients. Edelman says this is just the latest commitment, with a total of more than $1 billion spent so far by the Murphy administration to improve access to affordable quality child care and early education. And she says they're not done yet. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.